This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has unanimously elected Prime Minister Narendra Modi as its leader. During the meeting of the NDA leaders at the Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field in the last 10 years during the NDA government under the leadership of Mr. Modi. The resolution also states that the people of the country have elected a strong leadership with an absolute majority for the third consecutive time after 6 decades. Besides Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and senior BJP leaders Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah attended the meeting. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu, Janata Dal United Chief, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and other leaders of the NDA constituents were present in the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu dissolved the 17th Lok Sabha yesterday. Global leaders have extended their congratulations to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his party for securing a third consecutive victory in the Lok Sabha elections. The US President Joe Biden congratulated Prime Minister Modi and the NDA on their victory and nearly 650 million voters in this historic election. The United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak spoke to Prime Minister Modi to congratulate him on his election victory. Russian President Vladimir Putin has also extended his congratulations to Mr. Modi. Earlier, several world leaders, including from the UAE, Italy, Mauritius, Bhutan, Nepal, Bangladesh, Maldives, Sri Lanka, Comoros, Lithuania, Kenya, Czech Republic, Serbia, Nigeria, Spain, Iran, Korea, Ukraine, and Malaysia, congratulated the Prime Minister on his win. The partners of INDIA bloc yesterday met in New Delhi to chalk out their strategies on government formation at the centre. The meeting was held at the official residence of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in New Delhi. Talking to media after the INDIA bloc meeting, Congress President Kharge said alliance partners discussed the current political situation in the country. Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, JMM's Kalpana Soren, AAP's Sanjay Singh, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, RJD's Tejaswi Yadav, CPI-M leader Sitaram Yechuri, NCP-SP Chief Sharad Pawar, DMK Chief MK Stalin and others were present in the meeting. In Andhra Pradesh, NDA secured a historic mandate, winning 164 of the 175 assembly and 21 of the 25 parliament seats. The Telugu Desam Party National President N. Chandrababu Naidu is slated to become the Chief Minister for the fourth time. In an effort to facilitate trade, Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, is electronically disbursing duty drawback amount directly to exporters' bank account with effect from yesterday. In a release, the Ministry of Finance said the payment of duty drawback amounts into the exporters' accounts will be facilitated through the Public Finance Management System, PFMS, automatically. This new functionality is expected to reduce time taken for payment of drawback amount by eliminating manual intervention in the drawback disbursal mechanism and increase transparency. In ICC T20 World Cup, India beat Ireland by 8 wickets in their group stage clash at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York last night. Put into bat first, Ireland were bundled out on a meagre score of 96 runs in 16 overs as Indian bowler Hardik Pandya picked up 3 wickets while Jasprit Bumrah and Arshdeep Singh took 2 wickets each. In reply, India easily overhauled the target, losing 2 wickets in just 12.2 overs, riding on captain Rohit Sharma's 52 and Rishabh Pant's 36 runs. In the next group stage match, India will take on Pakistan on the 9th of this month and then will face co-hosts USA on 12th of June. The team in blue will then travel to Florida for the group match against Canada on the 15th of this month. In the French Open tennis, the second-seeded Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden will take on 11th seeds Italian Simone Bolelli and Andrea Vavasori in the semi-finals today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.